Welcome to Retirement Life South Carolina, a channel dedicated to exploring the vibrant, fulfilling, and adventurous lifestyle that awaits you during your retirement years. Join our community to stay updated on the latest trends in retirement living and connect with like-minded people and be inspired to make the most of your retirement in South Carolina. So grab your favorite drink, kick back, and enjoy the journey. Today, we're going to explore five pros and five cons of living in Charleston and the Lowcountry. Now, these pros and cons, they're not in any particular order, but I think you'll be surprised about con number five. And if this is your first time to my channel, welcome. And if you're a returning viewer, welcome back. I'm thrilled to have you here. And if you would, please hit the subscribe button and ring that bell so you'll be notified when I drop my next video. So, pro number one is the weather. Let me just start off by saying that the weathermen and women here find it boring, but the rest of us find it pretty awesome. You know, does it get hot here during the summer? Yes. Does it get cold during the winter? Sure. Are the spring and fall amazing? You betcha. Well, let's start off with the spring. The average temperatures are between 58 and 72 degrees. The spring runs from early March into early June. This is a time of the year where all of the colors of nature start to pop again. The golden hues of the marsh grass turn back into waves of green, and the waters of the Atlantic Ocean start to warm. It's also when the growing season begins and when festivals, boating, and the rooftop bar scene jump into high gear. And next up is the summer. The average temperature then is between 78 and 82 degrees. The Charleston region's warm, sultry summers are punctuated by cooling coastal breezes and passing afternoon thunderstorms, all of which invite people just to slow down a bit, sip on something refreshing, and relax for a while. Moving on to autumn, it's between 58 and 76 degrees. Autumn in Charleston brings days of bright sunshine, clear blue skies, and perfectly crisp evenings, which are perfect for friends and family gatherings around the backyard fire pit. It's also the official start of the oyster roast season, another social gathering event that runs from September through March. And lastly, we have the winter. The average temperatures there are between 47 and 52 degrees. Some nights it can get down as low as the 30s, maybe cover up your plants. Typically, winters in the Charleston area are mild, and we have a bit more rain and even a chance of snow come late December or early January. You know, the last snowstorm that hit Charleston was in January of 2018, when we got clobbered by 5.3 inches of snow. And before that, you have to go all the way back to February 2010, when we were hit with 3.3 inches. As a matter of fact, Charleston doesn't even have a snowplow. So to sum it up, the overall weather here in Charleston and the Lowcountry is mild winters and warm, sultry summers. The Charleston area's subtropical climate is just one of the reasons why we love living here. On average, we enjoy 230 days of sunshine each year. So if you love the sun, we've got plenty of that around here. Pro number two. The beaches. You have five main beaches to visit here in the Charleston area, and each one of them truly have their own distinct feel and vibe. You've got Kiawah, Isle of Palms, Sullivan's Island, Folly, and Seabrook. The option for your beach adventures range from soaking up the sun and salt on a 10-mile-long beach dotted with luxury homes, to a beach island where you'll find family-friendly vacation digs and a world-class resort, to a beach known as the Edge of America, where surfing and a laid-back vibe will refresh your spirits. You can also kick back on a barrier island that is steeped in our history and nestled at the entrance of the Charleston Harbor. And then, of course, you could spend the day, a week, or even longer on a beautiful sandy beach riding horseback along the shores. Charleston beaches and the barrier islands really do offer something special for everyone. Pro number three, Charleston's history. Charleston is actually often described as a living museum. With a rich history spanning more than 300 years, Charleston today is America's most beautifully preserved historical city. Actually, not long ago, the mayor of Charleston, Joe Riley, concluded his 40 years of mayorship. He was a stout advocate of the preservation of Charleston's historical past, especially the architectural beauty. Charleston's history is filled with turmoil, battles, natural disasters, historical characters, and even a secession from the Union. It's also had its share of colorful visitors as well, and foreign invaders ranging from marauding privateers to the British Empire. The city's past is a testament to the spirit and tenacity of the original citizens and its adopted transplants. Charleston can be summed up with a quote from artist Alfred Huddy in a message to his wife upon discovering Charleston. His message was simple: "Come quickly, I have found heaven." Pro number four, the food. The Charleston food scene is no doubt epic. Recently, it was ranked number 7th best foodie city in the country by U.S. News & World Report. Charleston is known for its rib-sticking comfort food, authentic southern staples, and fresh seafood that have earned Charleston the recognition from a number of top industry experts as a foodie haven. What makes Lowcountry cuisine even more delicious is that it is always served up with a side of charming southern hospitality. Pro number 5, the property taxes. It's another big pro for living here in Charleston and the Lowcountry. Compared to many cities around the country, Charleston and the surrounding areas boast some of the lowest property taxes in the country. As a rule of thumb, the estimated tax for, say, a $500,000 appraised value property is about $2,500 a year. Now, I've lived in the South for 20 years, but I speak with people from all over the country daily about buying homes here in the Charleston area. And when they compare the taxes that they're paying now to the taxes here in Charleston, they are blown away. The property tax methodologies that they use to figure out your property taxes are vast and, well, quite frankly, a bit confusing. I'll go deeper into the property tax subject in another video, but in the meantime, I've put a link below this video to a property tax calculator where you can plug in what your estimated appraisal value would be in order to get your estimate of what your taxes might be. Now let's talk about the cons of living in Charleston and the Lowcountry. Con number 1, personal property taxes. Now, just a minute ago, I was telling you about real estate property taxes, and that's a really big plus in the pro column. But now let's take a look at personal property taxes. So your personal property taxes include motor vehicles, watercraft, aircraft, personal business property. Now, these taxes are calculated at 10.5% fair market value. And yes, the fair market value is actually calculated by the county. But on the bright side, if you think that the value is wrong, you can appeal the fair market value in hopes of actually lowering your tax bill. Con number 2, hurricanes. Well, there's a lot to be said about the weather here in Charleston, and most of the time, it's good talk. But there are times of the year when we do turn our attention away from what's going on outside our window and look clear across the Atlantic to the west coast of Africa to kind of keep an eye on what kind of disturbances are coming off that coast and that could possibly reach us as a hurricane. Now, before you start thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to get blown away if we move there, let me put the issue into perspective for you through a look at the history of hurricanes in Charleston. The last hurricane to hit Charleston was Hugo. In 1989, Hugo made landfall on Sullivan's Island as a Cat 4 hurricane with winds near 140 miles an hour, and it did produce quite a bit of significant damage in and around Charleston. This was the last hurricane to make landfall in the immediate Charleston area. The official Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1st through November 30th, but can start and end a little bit earlier than these dates. A tropical storm or hurricane has never even made landfall in the state later than October 31st. Each year, there are always threats of hurricanes in or near Charleston and the Lowcountry, just like any other coastal community. The good news about where Charleston is located is that it is at the upper end of what's called the Golden Cusp, which refers to the bend in geography of the southeast coast. The next con to living in Charleston and the Lowcountry is con number three, bugs. Sure, just like every other city or town, we have bugs. Now, just to be clear, there are many good bugs which we need to help grow crops and to create life-saving medicines, but we do have some serious bugs here. Probably the most notorious is what we affectionately call the palmetto bug. Okay, it really doesn't sound that bad. However, in all reality, it is still a cockroach, and it has wings and it could fly, although they just mainly creep you out by crawling around on the floors. Some are so big that they've been mistaken for hummingbirds. They are all over the state, and no one is immune to having them show up in your house. It doesn't matter how clean your house is or how many times the exterminator comes to spray for them. They are just part of life here. Con number four, the flooding issue. Let me start out by saying that not all of Charleston and its suburbs flood every time there's a storm. The area that is most prone to flooding, however, is downtown Charleston. Here in Charleston, flooded streets are just a way of life for the folks that live downtown. The right combination of high tide paired with a good downpour or even a good king tide, and Charleston streets become small creeks. But the water doesn't stick around for long. Once the water subsides, life just goes on. One event that did affect the entire Lowcountry was a storm back in 2015, which we now refer to as a 1,000-year flood. It was the perfect storm of events. There was a major weather system combined with high tides from a supermoon and a Category 4 hurricane that was churning hundreds of miles offshore. It brought down nearly 20 inches of rain in a three-day span. So my best advice is when there's heavy rain, just don't go downtown and double check on your insurance. And the last con, number five. So I told you there would be a surprise. Number five, actually, it's about pizza and bagels. Although Charleston is a revered foodie town, there are a couple of things that just can't be done well here in the Lowcountry. Now, there is some science behind the ability to recreate these doughy treats. So if you're used to having these delicacies in places like New England, New York, Chicago, or other places in the Midwest, you'll immediately taste the difference between what you're used to and the southern counterparts. Typically, bagels here are tasteless circles of dough that tend to be incredibly dense and turn rock hard in short order. The dough for the pizza shares the same hardships as the bagel, but I personally feel that it's really more the sauce that drags down the overall experience of the local pizza. There have been countless posts, threads, debates over who makes the best pizza or bagel. For the Charleston bakers and pizza makers out there watching this video right now, no offense. I'm not saying that you're bad. It's just one of those things that distance and geography just can't overcome. Well, those are the five pros and the five cons of living in Charleston in the Lowcountry. As you can see, there are some good things and some not so good things about living here in Charleston. But it is still number one in my book. There is so much more that is truly fantastic about Charleston. It totally outweighs any of the negatives. So if you're thinking about relocating to Charleston or anywhere in the Lowcountry, drop me a note. My email and my cell phone number are below this video in the description. This is Keith Lucas, and I hope that you enjoyed the episode you just listened to. And if you'd like to watch these videos, head on over to YouTube, where you can see them all at Retirement Life South Carolina. Oh, and if you'd like to know more about retirement in South Carolina, you can get my book, Southern Comfort, Your Ultimate Guide to Retirement in South Carolina, and you can find that right on Amazon. Thanks for listening.